Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth
drama.
All right. Welcome, 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 and thank you for tuning in, ladies and gentlemen, to Smooth Drama, the only talk show in the entire world that gives out complimentary seat spaces. Yeah. Well, I'm Miss 100%, and to claim your complimentary seat space, call 646-929-2037. And if by any chance you want to just call in and voice your opinion, again, that call-in number is 646-929-2037. If you want to hit me up, you can get with me on Facebook. That's MS100% spelled out. You can follow me on Twitter at the number 100% spelled out, or Miss100% at yahoo.com. And tonight, once again, I have as my co-host, the sexy, the intelligent football coach extraordinaire, Mr. Rod Darius. And since we missed it the other night, Mr. Darius, can you please tell the people how they can properly contact you and try to get some of that one-on-one attention that you're good at giving?
Oh, my. We're open now at vip.amatoryx.com. That's vip.amatoryx.com.
Okay. And that was amatoryx.com. And trust me, people, y'all want to go to amatoryx and check out what's going on there, because it's just trust me, it's a lot of stuff that's going on there. Kind of like the stuff that we have to take care of here tonight. I mean, and tonight is sort of a special show. You know, it's Thursday night. You know, Thursday night we have dumbasses, we have the haters, but tonight is a special night because everybody on the list is in both of those categories, starting with this dumbass hater, a young man, an employee of Burger King. He decided to post a picture of himself standing in two bins of lettuce, and he posted to the website 4chan. That's the number 4, or Chan, C-H-A-N. And the caption under the bin said, "This is the lettuce you eat at Burger King." And
but of course,
he was standing in the lettuce that he was about to serve to the customer. And
wow.
But fortunately, it only took some hackers and some very smart people to use the information that was on the photograph to track him down or locate.
Okay. Okay, nice.
Yeah, so they were able to figure out who he was, the manager, and all of that. And
wow,
not only did he get fired, but the manager was fired as well. So I have to say kudos to the general manager for just getting rid of, because, you know, one bad apple spoils the bunch, you know. And obviously this man, this boy, he's not even a man, this boy wasn't being supervised properly if he had enough time to stand in a bin of lettuce and take a picture of it. Or actually, I think somebody took the picture of him. Because how could he take a picture of his own feet in two bins of lettuce? So obviously there was other people involved. So I just want to know, so what do you have, you know, what's your take on this whole lettuce thing? Feet on lettuce, I'm just like, I'm grossed out about the whole thing.
I don't know. Well, okay, I think it bespeaks more of the division between the haves and the have-nots, that the have-nots have so much resentment in preparing the food for the haves.
Right.
That we're putting all manner of whatever in the food now, you know, just to get even. And so that's a you know, I don't know how to fix that exactly, but it is a disturbing symptom. So.
Well, I just think that just some people are just nasty. I mean, I may be saying something nice, that some people are just plain outright evil. That's just how they are. You know, I don't think there's really any explanation of how they are. You know, all the excuses all day long, but at the end of the day, they're just still plain nasty and evil.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, you have to have flipped the digits to even think that this is a good idea. So, you know, let alone get caught doing it. But, it's, you know, that's sad enough. But there are those screws loose in society, and we just happen to have found one. Unfortunately, we got to him before he got to our food. So.
Right. Wow. And I'm glad nobody actually ate the lettuce, because this was, I guess, in the morning during prep time, and they were able to catch, you know, the perpetrator. And, you know, get the situation resolved. But think about, you know, the repercussions that this had, you know, on this particular
store.
Now they've lost their manager. They lost probably two or three employees, you know, and it's given Burger King a bad name all around. So.
Yeah. I think I would used to eat there. So, at least for a while. So that's too bad. And I like Burger King.
Talking about disgusting, there's something else disgusting going on in the news. There is, I don't even want to say her name, because I don't want to give her any type of publicity, because I don't think that she deserves any.
Okay.
But there's a woman who filed a court document last Wednesday that stated that she experienced damage to her ears after a sound blast, screaming girls and music. It said it exceeded safe decibel levels. The damage included hearing loss, severe tinnitus, and hypercausis of all, and all of which apparently amount to roughly $9.2 million.
Good Lord. I need to go to a concert.
Concert.
I'm in my business.
It's a Justin Bieber concert. And she's suing.
Oh, yeah, for $9 million, I'll sit through, Ingeborg Humperdinck.
She's suing Justin Bieber, and she's also suing Def Jam, and the concert promoter, and the arena for the permanent damage. So she's suing four people.
Okay.
Def Jam, the concert promoter, the arena, and Justin Bieber, all for $9.2 million, because reportedly that he climbed into a heart-shaped aluminum steel gondola and was pulled out over the crowd and was waving his hands, making a girl scream, and they were playing music as the girls kept screaming, and so she feels that this is gross negligence. So she
music is gross screaming at a concert? Oh, no.
It's a concert, lady. Fucking get over it. That's what I want to tell you. Like, really,
wow.
I don't understand. Has she never been to a concert before? Like, go to a rock concert, and you will probably never hear again, you know, coming out of there. So I don't understand. Like, why are you trying to sue? It just doesn't make sense. And we've talked about this time and time again, about frivolous lawsuits. Every time you turn around, the coffee was hot and it burned. So, you know, you didn't know that the coffee was hot, and it says on the lid and the cup, be caution, the content is hot. I don't know.
Well, my dad told me early on, you can't save everybody. So he was right. I don't know what else to tell you. That's just sad. It's just a lack of responsibility for the consequences. I don't know how you could disjunct those, how you can electively pursue an engagement, you know, an entertainment venue, and then when that goes badly, that's someone else's fault for having an entertainment venue for you to participate in. Now, obviously, there's some negligence, or there's some, you know, and if things are up to 200 decibels and they're blowing out people's eardrums, then that's an issue. But, you know, unless they're carting people out of there, then, you know, you'd either need to bring some earplugs or just not go see Justin Bieber. So but he's got a job to do, you know, and I'm sure he didn't invite you personally, so you're on your own.
Right.
Wow.
I mean, but, you know, just not, you know, just not frivolous lawsuits these days. It's lots of things that people are doing that, you know, just doesn't even make sense. And we talk about on the show all the time about, you know, the Mayans' prediction about, you know, there's 5 months left to live, you know, and then the world is just going to collapse. And it's like, more and more, I'm starting to believe this. And I hate to believe this because, you know, my other beliefs tell me other things. You understand what I'm saying? So, but it's like, what in the world is really going on within the human mind that makes people say, okay, it's okay to, you know, to do things to a person's food, something they're going to put into their body that could possibly, you know, bacteria kill, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You don't
know
he put his feet in. So you don't know what he stepped on in those nasty shoes before he put his feet in the lettuce that could possibly kill a person.
Of course. And restaurant floors are notorious for being delectable. So I can't wait to see what's on his shoes. Yeah.
Right. And then now you have a woman who willingly goes to, she knew it was Justin Bieber. I mean, I don't know anybody that buys concert tickets and they don't know who the performer is going to be. So she knew it was Justin Bieber. So what you thought it was going to be, like, you know, church choir practice, or what were you thinking? You know, what was going to happen? And then on top of that, I have another story that is probably going to piss some people off, roast some people out, but, you know, we talk about, you know, domestic violence, and we hear all sorts of crazy stories about Susie beating up John beating up Susie, people shooting, stabbing, biting, all of these different things, but I guarantee you, how much money you got in your pocket? I'm going to bet you every cent you got in your pocket that you would have never guessed this story. Now, according to police reports, 27-year-old Emmanuel Alfredo Tadeo and his 40-year-old girlfriend, Andrea Armitage, were having a disagreement about one thing or another, and apparently things got escalated and got out of control. And so Emmanuel decided to take things one step over, you know, the line.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of hashing things out, he took Armitage's Pomeranian dog outside and proceeded to kick the dog repeatedly.
Mm-hmm.
And she snatched the dog and ran back inside, and he was still pissed off. So he followed her and snatched the dog out of her arm and then continued to kick the dog profusely, like, just, and he ended up kicking the dog to death. And then I guess he wasn't satisfied with kicking the dog to death, so he picked up the dog again, and the dog was dead at this point, and he proceeded to take the dog and beat the girlfriend with the dead dog.
Disturbing.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I did say that.
Wow.
He beat the girlfriend with the dead dog.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm wrestling with a place to take that. give me a moment.
Now,
keep going.
Now,
wow.
Okay. There's more to the story, which I hate this part, but you're thinking, okay, he hit the dog, he beat the dog, killed the dog, beat the girl with the dead dog. So now they're, you know, the police comes, and now the girlfriend is being booked on obstruction charges because she wouldn't cooperate with the investigators. She said that it was okay. She never really was fond of the dog in the first place.
Wow. I hope she's not able to produce children. Just a side note. Go on.
Well, that's it. You know, that's it. I mean, after all of that, she didn't want to press charges. She didn't want, after she was beaten, her dog was killed, she didn't want to press charges because she didn't really like the dog in the first place. So, for all you know, wife beaters out there, it's okay to beat animals and to kill animals and then beat your wives and girlfriends with the animals if they're not fond of it. Now, if they like their dog and their cat, mm-hmm. then don't harm them. But if they don't like them and, mm-hmm. and you've got some problems going on, it's okay to beat the shit out of her with her own dog because she don't like it.
Unless you play football, of course, but that's another story.
Unless you play football.
Okay. There must be some groups up in arms over this that I can't wait to see. Are they, well, I don't know. I don't know if he's worth picketing or if they can find his trailer or not, but there ought to be some blowback for that sort of conduct.
I'm wondering
if she's just too afraid to leave. That's my other concern.
I mean,
and while
they
have some automatic enforcement policies for domestic violence, they clearly don't have automatic enforcement for animal violence. And so I don't know what kind of protection she feels she's enjoying, and perhaps none. So that's a chilling tale.
Yeah, it's not. I mean, I'm just thinking, like, I thought that I've heard it all before, but I guess, unfortunately, I haven't, which means, yes, it's about that time, you know, for all the leave here. It's like, it's so much going on that, you know, you're not even surprised, and that's the bad part. You're not even surprised at the stuff that's going on these days. Because everybody is just going buck wild and doing whatever the hell they want to do. And the consequences don't even matter to people.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I'm assuming they're funny. Yeah. So, which is a whole other, yeah, we're overlooking quite a few things justice-wise. Wow.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure that we could come up with some, you know, some conspiracy theories as to what's going on, because we've talked before about, you know, drugs, you know, playing a big part of, you know, what's going on with a lot of people. Then there's new drugs that are hitting the scene. Then there's drugs that are being mixed with other drugs. And people, you know, people are thinking that they're just getting regular old crack. But it's not just regular old crack out there anymore. There's the crack that makes you eat people's face off, you know.
Crack these days, yeah.
I mean, you know, heroin is not heroin anymore. It's the heroin, you know, that makes you go into a Denny's and say that you're the manager and fix yourself a meal and sit down and eat the meal and tell the other workers to get to work. I mean, it's just so much going on nowadays that it's scary, but at the same time, I'm kind of ashamed to admit this, Mrs. Marius, but I'm kind of intrigued.
No, there is a certain kind of a car wreck feel where you just can't turn away. I understand.
I'm sorry, please repeat that. I didn't hear everything you said.
No, I said there is kind of a car wreck appeal where you just can't turn your head.
Right.
Wow. But it is difficult to watch, you know, humans devolve in public. So.
Right. And so, on that note, we are just going to take a quick station identification break, and then we will be back with the haters of the week. And trust me, y'all don't want to miss this, so stay tuned.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast. Smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.
Smooth.
Drama.
All right, and once again, I am Miss 100%. And we're on with my special co-host of the evening, Mr. Rod Darius. And you can go to his website, Amatory X, and see what he has going on. Trust me, you will be interested in it. And now it's actually time for our haters of the week. And I have three very special haters for you all this evening. Now, I know we usually do just one, but I couldn't pass over these three. I couldn't decide which one I wanted to hate on the most. So I figured, hell, why not just make the whole second segment about haters, you know? And so first up to bat, we have a mother. I don't even want to call her a mother. I just want to call her a woman.
I think her license
is in the But I'm going to say her name because she deserves honorable special helmet mention. Her name is Jeanette Ovild, O-V-I-L-D-E. And she's also known as Krizla Resurrection. I don't even understand why.
I don't know if that's some sort of twist on something, or she's trying to be clever.
Rexian, I'm not even gonna go through all that. But
she could have been a child in the '60s. You never know. So go on.
I don't understand because this lady is black. So I'm trying to get where is it? You know, but isn't that like a German last name or something? But anyway.
Could be.
Also, her 24-year-old roommate, Miriam Javier, they're Newark, New Jersey, and they're in jail for $500,000 each. The mother, she was the mother of a 8-year-old little girl, and the little girl was found dead from severe malnutrition, and she had an untreated broken leg, and the woman who helped care for the child, they both pleaded not guilty on murder charges and also a whole bunch of other charges, alleged abuse, and her surviving siblings. And little Christiana Glenn, she was found dead May 2011. In the apartment, and the prosecutor's office said that she died from severe malnutrition, and so I'm thinking, and then she had a fractured femur, and my femur is the biggest hardest bone in your leg, and
so
in order to break a femur, you have to actually have somebody break it, like. You have to break the feet.
40 years of football coaching, I saw one of those.
One.
So, one fractured femur. One.
And it wasn't. And it wasn't broken. Fractured. But they didn't even do anything for the little girl. But I mean, it's so horrible. I can't even gather my thoughts because severe malnutrition. She starved to death. And I don't know if anybody has ever seen a person who died of starvation, but it's not a pretty sight. It takes time for a person to starve to death. Starving to death is one of the most horrible ways a person can die, because you think about what the body is going through, and you think about what the human mind is going through as it starts to shut down. And this was something that was done to a little girl, somebody that has done nothing to anybody. But I don't understand how people can be a parent or call themselves, you know, the honorable word mother and still, you know, harm a child. It's like the two are totally, you know, different. They're total opposites. They're on two different sides of the fence. You can't be a mother and a child abuser. You know, you can't love a child but hate a child all at the same time. And now, if that wasn't enough, it said that her and her siblings were regularly restrained to a radiator.
Yeah.
They were constantly withheld. They were constantly deprived of medical treatment. And the child also had a broken arm and a broken foot. They also said that, and then this is what I can't understand. They were saying that the child seemed normal around 2009. Okay, how could she have seen normal if, in fact, she was being starved to death? If she was being beat, if she was being neglected, arm, a foot, a femur, it had to be some sign. She died in May of 2011. That's early in the
season. Go ahead. This is what I find the most distressing, not that there's any one particular screw loose in the box, but that no one is too terribly closely watching the box, where we can have food being distributed by goodness knows who's making it, you know, and or we can have, fictional legal cases and justice seems to be blinded by that, or we can't seem to get to actual justice because we're so busy adjudicating over fictional cases. And then here you have, where I'm sure, you know, some sort of cutbacks, it would be nice to have some sort of school nurse or some sort of, healthcare checkup or welfare checkup, that clearly some of those, junctures were missed, and that's the troubling part, that there is no safety net for people in trouble. And that's a collective failing that should trouble all of us.
Well, okay, so then here's another twist to the story, in which this really, it pains me to even mention this part, because when you start mentioning religion, people start getting down on religion and, you know, all of a sudden there is no God, because you have idiots like this who use religion as a way to, you know, to get away with murder or to get away with hate. And we all know Christianity and other religions that are based on Jesus Christ and based on God has nothing to do with hate. But unfortunately, you have people who use, you know, ministry for that very purpose. So it makes the whole ministry or the whole religion look bad. And now they're saying that they started dressing from head to toe in white clothing and headdresses. They dressed the children in all white, removed all the furniture and belongings, piled them into a heap on the front sidewalk, covered the floors and doorways of the apartment with white materials. And they were in some sort of, the landlord said they heard loud chanting and prayers and Creole and French coming from the apartment. And it just seemed like, you know, they joined a cult, basically. Mm-hmm. And there was some leaders who were saying that they were Christian leaders, and they were actually beating the children of the parishioners. Like, they have Brother Jim and Sister Jones, and they would have children, but the pastor was whooping their children instead of the parents disciplining the children. To me, that is a cult. You don't put your hands on my child. Period and point blank. But unfortunately, you get women who are weak, or women who feel like they need protection or they need a man over them to rule over them, and they get into these cults and get into these different groups, and they get brainwashed. And and how do I know? Because I know from personal experience that in some of these religious cults, they teach you that, you know, your religious leader should be put above everything and anything. They should be put above your husband. They should be put above your children. You know, nothing matters before the religious leader. And so they look at this person as the, you know, as the guidebook to tell them how to live their life, when they know already how to live their life, but something inside of them allows these people to brainwash them, and they start doing these horrible things to their family. They withdraw from their family, and then before you know it, they're better than everybody, and then you have cases like this where the children don't believe, and so they rebel, and what happens is they start to beat the kids, and they try to beat them into submission. And I'm not saying, you know, this is what happened, but I'm kind of suspecting that this is what happened, since this is not the only child in the family that was harmed, you know, but she's the only one that was murdered. So,
well, that's a typical dynamic in cults and adolescents. You know, when they begin to think for themselves. I mean, you consider the rebellion you get from a normal teenager with normal things, you know, and if you throw this level of, you know, curveball at someone, I can imagine the, you know, the friction involved.
Mm-hmm. Wow. I mean, it's just, I mean, I understand that there are defense attorneys out there for a purpose, because not everybody is guilty. But when you when you walk into a home with a child that has died from malnutrition, there's a certain stench. There, the house looks a certain way. You know, a person can't just die in a house and everything looks okay. And that's why I still don't understand how, you know, school, you know, the school and or neighbors, you know, nobody said anything. There was no suspicion.
That's the safety net I was referring to.
Say that again. The safety net.
I said that's the hole. That's the hole in the safety net that I was referring to.
Yeah.
That's true.
It's just, I don't understand, and it's like it's okay to mind your own business, but the old adage, it takes a village to raise a child. It's true.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and there's nothing wrong with looking out for each other or looking out for your neighbors, but I'll be damned if I see, you know, a child who is normal one day, then a week later, the child looks different, start dressing different, they're clothing themselves, and I'm not going to say anything. And that's just part of, we're so wrapped up in ourselves, we could really give a damn about anybody else. And that's actually what I feel happened here. And not just, you know, the parent or the caretaker or the school, but we all failed this little girl, because if it happens to one of us, it happens to all of us. And
Well, society is afraid that, pardon me, excuse me, I said society's afraid in that we're beginning to reach a time when we're getting, okay, earlier you referred to the common sense, and I would argue that it isn't entirely common, because we're beginning to get generations of people who were raised by generations of people who weren't raised by anyone. So a lot of the things that we would presume to get passed down from parent to, you know, to child, don't get passed down from latchkey to cartoon watcher, you know. And then, you know, and then when those people grow up, they're a little bereft on instructions to pass on to someone. And so those are the kind of people who are ripe for anybody with an operating principle, you know, or plan that's any more organized than the vacuum that they've grown up in. That's where the danger becomes when you know, and those are the kind of people that are wind up being susceptible to all sorts of, you know, coercion, you know, when they're you know, raised in a vacuum and just want to belong so badly to something that they're willing to sign on to anything.
Right. Now, and then we, okay, so, and I know that we want to spend a lot of time on this, but unfortunately we can't. I want to just move on rather quickly to the next two stories, a foster child in Kelso, Washington. They had the trial of a Washington State couple that was accused of mistreating five adopted children. They started with a 14-year-old boy testifying that his parents hardly fed him, and so he resorted to eating dog food. The boy only weighed 50 pounds, which is half the normal weight for his age, for a 14-year-old. And when him and his four adopted sisters were placed in protective custody last year, they say that
the Longview couple's four older biological children were well fed. Wow.
They took these four, and this crap happens all the time. People get kids, foster children, and they're just doing it for a damn check, and they don't care anything about these kids. All they care about is getting the money and the food stamps. And they fed their own children, treated their own children well, but because they were foster children, they took their money and their food stamps and didn't do anything for them, and they had to eat dog food. So, yes, I'm pissed. These are my haters for this week. But then...
Oh, they earned it.
I'm sorry, say that again.
No, they earned it. Keep going. Hate away. She earned it.
Well, but then, okay. Now, I wanted to, you know, because those stories kind of had me, you know, heated a little bit. But I wanted to go from hate to forgiveness and love, which is, you know, the opposite. And, you know, that's what I'm all about, balancing things out, trying to live in a positive. William Dillon, he's a man who was in prison wrongfully for 27 years. He said that he still loves his country, and he was invited to sing the national anthem at a baseball game. And he was wrongfully convicted on DNA. It wasn't even, I don't understand this, but apparently the DNA test was mixed up or something, and they did another one, and it was and found out that it was all wrong. And even after he was, you know, given an apology, and he was given like $1 million and some change, you know, the defense attorney wouldn't apologize to him. And but he didn't even dwell on that. He said he still loves his country, and even though he was wrong, you know, is not going to, you know, take the love for his country away. And to me, that's like the ultimate act of forgiveness. When somebody can take 27 years of your life away, and they don't even have any evidence that you did anything wrong, and you can come out and still say, I love you, I forgive you, yes, I was in prison for 27 years, but now I'm a free man, and I still love baseball, I still love my country, and I have great respect for both. And he sang the national anthem, and he did a great job. So to me, that he's, you know, that is a shining example of, you know, what an American is, or what a man is, you know, when mm-hmm. you say, I forgive you for whatever it was that you've done to me. I'm not going to allow you to hold me back, so I forgive you. So with, mm-hmm. on that note, I don't have anything to add.
Oh,
I
no.
just
that
was
handle.
A beautiful story, and I wanted to add that because it's okay. not all
no,
about that.
I wouldn't mind seeing some sort of culpability for prosecutors who are found, you know, negligent or
right.
ignorant. You know, that would be novel, since they're all about public accountability for, you know, for regular citizenry. It would be novel if they could march to that same tune. because this is obscene on quite a few levels. But apparently they settled up with him for $1.25 million.
Mm-hmm.
Governor Scott apologized to him, so that may smooth over some of the. But there's a huge. I mean, there no amount of money is going to replace the amount of time he lost. That's just that's the sad truth of it.
And right, you know, and that's the truth. And you know, and I read some of the comments, you know, on Yahoo and Huffington Post and AOL, and they were, you know, a lot of people were outraged at the fact that he would actually forgive somebody. And I'm like, wait a minute. Just because, you know, we have an argument with somebody or a disagreement with somebody over something stupid, and we can't even humble ourselves to say, I'm sorry, I was wrong. But here's a man that wasn't wrong, he wasn't guilty, and he tells the people that did this thing, this horrible thing to him, it's okay, I forgive you, let's move on. So to me, he doesn't deserve a smooth drama helmet, because the special helmets are for special people who do special stupid ass things. And so,
well, I'd reserve it to the prosecutor, but I'd let this guy off the hook. He did the most amazing thing, though. However, was he refused to carry the cross that they nailed him to, and that's
right.
that's a lesson quite a few people could stand, myself included, you know, could stand
right.
to learn.
Right. And so, yes, Mr. Dillon, he deserves more than $1 million. You know, unfortunately, no amount of money can pay for his pain and suffering, but at least he did get $1 million, because very few people that are wrongfully convicted get anything. All they get is a sorry-ass apology. So at least he did get, you know, $1 million. So on that note, once again, for the last time, we're going to take a quick station identification break. And I know it's good, y'all, and we got to want us to go, but we're not going so soon. We'll be back for one more segment for the Dumbass of the Week after this station identification break.
Okay.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth. Drama. Smooth. Drama.
All right. And so, if you're just tuning in, welcome to Smooth Drama with Miss 100% and my special co-host for this week, Mr. Rod Various. Don't forget to check out his website at amatoryx.com. You do not want to not go to that website. Trust and believe you. It's something there for everybody. Well, not for everybody, for adults. I'll put it that way. And if you want to join in the conversation, you can call the call-in number at 646-929-2037 and talk to Mr. Various or myself. And right now, you know, without further ado, we have our special Dumbass of the Week. I just love that. So, first back. For our dumbass. Now, and I had a difficult time with this section as well, because there's so much meat in this section. So I'm going to get this one over rather quickly. This guy, just the dumbest of the dumb. A guy decided that he wanted to rob a rent-a-center store and brought to Massachusetts, and apparently he was able to get the garage door up a little bit, but while he tried to climb to crawl under, the garage door slammed down on his head, and Mr. Fernandez was pinned to the ground under the garage door.
Wow.
And
a total coward.
He was trapped there until the store manager, Mr. Rodriguez, came in at 8:45 the next Tuesday morning. So
a total of 9 hours. Wow.
He was trapped. His head was so that serves no. Don't screw with Rent-A-Center. But at the same time, stop robbing people and get a damn job. I don't know. Just do whatever you have to do. But stop trying to rob people. I mean, he's not the only person. There's people that have been stuck in drain pipes, chimneys. I couldn't kick, but I like this one for the simple fact that it was on his head. And he had to think for 8 straight hours.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, looks as if the store manager had a sense of humor. It says here, Rodriguez asked Fernandez if he was okay, but didn't help him out. A video recording of the employee's cell phone overhears him telling the alleged would-be robber to hang tight and wait for the police.
he let him stay in there. That was the funniest part.
Wow.
He said, are you okay? Oh, you're okay? All right. Well, stay there until the police hear you. For Mr. Rodriguez, because he, you know, you hear stories of people who beat the robber up or shoot the robber. He said, no, I'm going to let your dumb ass just sit there and think about what the hell you did. That's what I'm saying. So,
he suffered enough, I think.
He gets a smooth drama special help. And also, now, here's this, Tavares Donnell Colbert, 36-year-old Oklahoma man, accidentally shot himself in a genitals. He's a convicted drug dealer out of Watonga, and they said that they found the gun somewhere in Kansas, and he found the gun in Kansas and had plans to sell it at a convenience store, but then he pulled over his truck to make sure that the gun worked. And he found out that it did.
He
took the round to his groin, panicked, and drove to the hospital.
Wow.
He's not even allowed to carry firearms because he's a convicted felon with a long rap sheet. And so, this is his comment on his Facebook wall. I can't stand dumb people. Boy, some people ain't shit. Their mom and daddy shouldn't have even named them. They should have just let them drop and bust their head when they were born. LOL. But here's the same person that's posting crazy crap like this on Facebook, and he shoots himself in the nuts. So way to go, Mr. Whatever your name is, Donnell Colbert. Okay.
Wow.
And then last, but certainly,
okay,
certainly not least, a child footlicker.
This is in no way related to the story Tuesday with the airport footlicker or the grocery store footlicker. What is the deal with feet? Is it just me? Anyway, go on.
What you said? Are they brothers? What the hell? No. But it was the airport guy was the guy with the biggest penis in the world, and the people at the airport thought he had a growth. But
the guy
at Walmart that tricked the girl into letting him suck on her toes. I think they're cousins. But this is a Rochester, New York man. He was arrested Tuesday for inappropriately touching children's feet. Said he's a victim of a setup by no less than our dear President Barack Obama.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, I mean, Anthony Perry, he's 49. He was arraigned on 2 felony sex abuse and endangering the welfare of a child charges. He he removed a child's shoe, fondled her foot, and pressed it up against his nose and mouth. And they called the police. They were at a library, and the library staff reported the offense to the mother of the child. But they said they saw a suspicious man having contact with her daughter's foot. And after confronting him, he left the library, where he was caught by the police. And I don't understand. This is his statement. I'm being set up by the president, Barack Obama, and the city and federal government. My family was killed here. My uncle was killed here. This is a setup. They had women following me in weddings. So,
okay. Where does the toe inducement kick in? Even if the women are following you, we're missing a step there.
we're missing something, Rob, because, you know, you were sniffing and licking kids' feet. So what the hell does that have to do with people following you?
We're missing things, but yeah.
And I do this story because of the next story, the last story for the evening. The two go hand in hand when you talk about dumbass, you know,
uh-huh.
You talk about stupid-ass conspiracies, or when you talk about, we talk a lot about studies, that stupid-ass studies that makes no sense. It's just a waste of taxpayers' money. Well, mm-hmm. In Phoenix, Arizona sheriff, he has a volunteer posse, which is funny to say this day and age. He has a posse.
Okay.
For him, it says that President Barack Obama's birth certificate is definitely fraudulent. Members of Maricopa County Sheriff Joe RPO, I don't care what his name is, I can't pronounce it. Their pastor said in March that there was probable cause that Obama's long form birth certificate released by the White House in April 2011 was a computer generated forgery.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's saying that the investigators are positive that it's fraudulent. So called birthers maintain Obama is ineligible to be president because they contend that he was born in Kenya. However, Hawaii officials have repeatedly verified Obama's citizenship, and courts have rebuffed lawsuits over the issue. I'm just going to stop right there. I'm not going to go any more into this stupid-ass story.
Oh,
okay.
Well, Brandon, just give me 30 seconds worth here. Because
I'm stopping with this whole story, and I'm gonna give you the floor because I got some shit to say after this.
Fair enough. Okay. Well, this is actually the front lines of a combination of things, but both of which are immigration based. The combination of the coziness the Republicans have with agricultural business, where we import workers, don't pay them. They sign up under fictional Social Security numbers, and those wages are deducted, or the employers don't ever bother paying that fund because they know it's never going to be collected, because those workers' accounts are never going to be drawn on because the numbers are fiction. Currently, there's a roughly $540 billion in that fund. That was as of 2008 when Bush left office. It's probably more than that now. The second part of this is the unwillingness to let go of the workforce for the prison industrial complex. And if he can find a way to, and while President Obama is busy or may seem eager, and part of his path to the presidency is based on getting the Mexican vote, you know, in his corner, he would probably be more likely to do some things to alter to upset the apple cart or to stop the assembly line than your average Republican president would or has in the past decade. And that's this is the smoke from that fire.
Mm-hmm.
And so while it may seem like a nonsensical issue over a legitimacy of a piece of paper that we thought we solved at least 4 years ago, this does run a little deeper than that. And they'll try to take him down with this if they can, you know, and with that, they'll be able to keep the Social Security money and we'll be able to continue to hire illegal workers from Mexico. It always baffled me when we complain about illegal immigration as if somehow the workers from Mexico have Del Monte at gunpoint. You know, like, hey, we're here, we demand you hire us or else. I'm like, really? I don't think that happens very often. Someone in a suit decides to make some decisions about who we're going to hire, who we're going to lay off, what Americans we no longer need, and what other, you know, countries we're going to import from. Those are business, mathematic, executive decisions. Yeah. And we're told, you know, all manner of other reasons as to why that's so, and other people are here stealing our jobs and some other things. That's all fodder because the decision to give your job away was made long before the Mexicans got here.
You know what? Go ahead. Go ahead. It's kind of like everything is the same I wanted to say. So you go ahead. You keep going. I mean, you.
that's the bow that I don't know if anybody can handle much more than that, but that's about as much truth we can do.
I mean, this is team drama. We don't give a fuck if they can handle it or not. We say what we have to say, bottom line. So since you're honorary guest on Smooth Drama, go hard in the paint, as we usually do. That's what we do.
Fair enough.
You have my permission.
All right. Well, I'm willing to posterize at a moment's notice, so stand back.
Well, this is, you know, briefly what I was going to say, because you really said it all in a nutshell. People look at it as, you know, a silly story, or they look at it as a non-issue, but it's not a non-issue. They have been trying since before the man was elected to, you know, elected by the Electoral College to, you know, run for the presidency. They have been trying to discredit him with everything, but the main thing has been his citizenship, because if they can prove somehow or another that he's not an American citizen, they can just get him out of there quick, fast, in a hurry. And this is their last card that they have to play. And it's really the only card that they've had to play the whole time, but they just keep beating that damn drum to death.
Playing it, yeah. They keep playing it. It's sad.
It's like they're running it in the ground, and it's like, okay, shut the fuck up already, because it's a non-issue. I mean,
we've had court rulings. We've had, you know, the state of Hawaii vouch for it. I'm not sure what else has to happen. You know, most of the attending nurses are dead now, so I'm not really sure what, you know, what we need to have happen.
And I mean,
20% of people, you're just not going to convince, and that's the problem.
I'm so sick and tired of the whole thing, because it's like this. He's in there, damn, deal with it. Bottom line. And it's like everything is Obama's fault. If it's too hot outside, it's Obama's fault. You know, if it's, you know, like the little child molester said, I'm being set up by Barack Obama. Hell, that's all you got to say nowadays. If, you know, if you do something, just say it's Barack Obama's fault and you can get away with it. So that's all I wanted to say.
Shifting blame, national pastime.
Right. And so now we're to the section where it's what's important to me. And I just wanted to say just a little something before we, you know, go off the air. I just wanted to say that a lot of the here, do as I say and not as I do. But if you're going to be a real leader, I'm not talking about parents, I'm talking about leadership. If you're going to be a real leader, you have to lead by example. If there is things wrong with this company, this country, stop fucking complaining about it and fix it. You cannot fix anything by complaining. And on that note, I'm Miss 100%. My special guest host, Mr. Rod, the Rod Various. Don't forget to check his website out, amatoryx.com. And thank you for listening. Thank you for joining us in Yahoo Group. Don't forget to visit the website, smooth.com. And on that note, we out of here. Peace.
Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast. Smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.
Smooth.